Love Talk Radio.
You know what time it is, man. MySpace, man. MySpace.com/DJ1.
I'm serving notice.
Easy.
No. Yeah.
I get the shots you're looking at.
I'm first going to build a wall around Newcastle, and then...
No! This is not going to give him the pussy!
Okay.
I did not touch your wife. Yes, you did that. No, I didn't.
Here, I'm sick!
BBS AR Network, the best damn show in radio. How you feeling out there, man? Wow, what a week in wrestling here. You are listening to the JAMMS podcast. Hashtag... We can edit that out. Hey, I editing shit out. My name's Grand Body P. Worldwide DJ Coalition at your service, man. You know what I mean? It's only me right now and the serial killer. Your serial killer, how you feeling, man? I'm not, you're not on long this week, but how you feeling, man?
Feeling real good, actually. Not too bad whatsoever. It's been another interesting week in the double-double-E.
Hell yeah.
It's been all good. A little underwhelmed by SmackDown, but I guess we can get into that a little bit later. But everything's good. You know, there's been some good stuff going on, some good stories going on. I'm good, so... You know, let's get going, man.
Let's get going. The big one was SmackDown 1000. That has just passed. You know what I mean? I think everyone's on the same page when we say, it was alright. You know, but it's like, they only contracted to 2 hours. We wanted three. That ain't gonna happen. We wanted the big fist to come through the screen, but since they're not doing pyro, that ain't gonna happen. The Rock didn't appear, and some of us are more upset than others. How do you feel about The Rock's absence?
It's a shame, because if you think about it, he kind of created SmackDown.
Yeah.
You know, and it would have been good to have The Rock. It would have been good to have Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it would have been good to have JBL.
Of course, yeah.
Longest running champion in SmackDown history. Well, AJ Styles, I think.
That's right, that is correct. AJ Styles still running the dance.
I mean, how hard would it have been to have had, like, I don't know, a 2-3 minute segment of JBL talking out his ass and then have Undertaker come down and just tombstone him? For old time's sake, it would have been amazing. You know, Teddy Long. A bit more Teddy Long. So, I was left disappointed. If you compare that to, you know, like, the 25th anniversary of Raw earlier this year, there's absolutely no comparison.
But I mean...
At the same time, for what it was,
yeah.
You know, take that away, it was still good. I mean, Rey Mysterio, Shinsuke Nakamura, lovely, that's great.
Yeah.
Evolution, great.
Yeah.
The Cutting Edge back, great.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of positives, but at the same time, it wasn't...
Yeah.
Enlarged as it maybe could have been.
Yeah, I didn't think it was a bad show at all. I just think that we might have expected too much. That's all. And because we expected a bit too much, considering it's the 1000th episode, I think that's where the disappointment came in. As far as The Rock, personally, I wasn't too mad because, I mean, one, I knew he was filming Hobbs and Shaw. Two, he did send out a tweet. Three, that same film I just mentioned, and Ballers, and whatever other projects he does, I'm going to end up watching anyway. So, if I sit here on the internet, cussing down for not appearing on SmackDown 1000, but I turn around and watch Ballers, and Hobbs and Shaw, and Fast and Furious, and Rampage, and all the rest of it, I'm going to look like a fucking idiot. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On top of that, the other thing I didn't mention is that, you know what, SmackDown isn't far off its own 20th anniversary. So, that's probably going to happen at some point next year. You know what I mean? And I sincerely hope they bring it all back again. So, I wasn't too mad. WWE, they played the hands of dealt. There's one other segment you didn't mention, and that was the Truth TV. You know what I mean? The Truth TV.
Oh, that was really funny.
Oh, my gosh. Miz You might as well forget it now. Miz TV, as good as that is, you might as well forget it, man. You have never had all the McMahons on your show. Apart from Linda. Yeah, come on, son. You have the McMahons on this show. They only had two shows, Crew TV, him and Carmella, and they had the whole McMahons on this show. Miz TV stepped down, man. It was, yeah, man, it was cool for what it was, man. Rock, you got to do something about your crazy schedule, man. Do something about it, man. I know you love the WWE and everything. You sent a tweet, and John Cena, he did what you would have done. So that looked kind of bad as well, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, man, I'm sure Shad will have more to say about that if he appears on the show later on, man, because he was on his Twitter and he was basically cussing. You know what I mean? So, oh, man, I want him to elaborate more on that, man. And I can see if I can counter him. But so far from what you've told me and from what I've said to you, I think I can counter him quite easily.
Do tell?
Well, I just said, you know, one, okay, he was filming. His schedule's crazy, right? Two, the 20th anniversary, possibly next year. It's not far off. Because, what, SmackDown started in 99, so I'm giving The Rock the benefit of the doubt right now, to be honest. You know what I mean? If he doesn't appear for the 20th anniversary of SmackDown, then there's a problem.
Yeah.
you see what I'm saying? The other thing is, when The Rock did appear at, like, a random Raw or even at WrestleMania 32 with his flamethrower, guess what, serial killer? People were complaining on the internet. So...
Yeah, there were.
So, to that, a part of me, I can't lie to you, a part of me doesn't blame Rock. I'm like, Rock, just carry on filming what you're filming, man, because, you know what I mean, bottom line, I'm going to go and support, I'm going to put my hand in my pocket, and me and my brothers, we're going to go to the cinema and watch your film, Hobbs and Shaw. We're going to watch the Fast and Furious 9 and 10 and whatever else you're going to have. We watch the Ballers on the TV and everything, man. We love watching Ballers. So, hey, Rock, carry on doing your thing, man. I'll still support you the same way, man. Word up, man. Oh, dear. That's all good, man. You told me off the grid that you're not on this show for very long. So, yo, let me know your MVP of the week and your BH of the week and why.
Oh, BH of the week, Austin Aries.
Tell me
you want about DNA. You can't disrespect the business, and that was overstepping the mark, disrespecting the business.
Oh man, yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sure you and Shad are going to dive in on this, but you know, I mean, there's a line. You do not disrespect the business like that.
I
think of how many hundreds and thousands of people have given blood, sweat, and tears for that business.
Serious.
I'm trying to sound like Triple T here, but you know what I mean, like. You're just spat in the face of a lot of people by doing that.
Yeah.
It's just come across as a massive penis. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't do that.
You know what?
That's a dick.
You know what, serial killer? I think this should be upgraded to a chair. Because...
I think it should be a chair.
Yeah, it's a for me, it's a chair because, I mean, let's take TNA out of the equation. It's what you just said. It's the wrestling business. You know what I mean? It's a 20 by 20 ring. You know what I mean? Just as you said, this wrestling shit ain't for everybody. You know what I mean? There's no people out there who's training to be wrestlers. Down to the PWL Massive and crew that Shad sometimes takes the piss out of. You know what I mean? But I can't take the piss out of them PWL cats. Why? Because at least they're learning the business. I've seen them in action. You know, they're not the creme la creme, but when the show's on, what do I see them doing? They're taking down the ring. You know what I mean? They're learning the art of the wrestling business and everything, man. I can't diss the PWL people there. Shad Campbell, I don't agree with it, even though it's funny. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is funny,
but I can't do that, man, because I look at it like that, like these guys actually training to be something that I could not do. I couldn't step in the ring and do what they do. You know what I mean? Nah, you know what I mean? This wrestling shit ain't no joke, man. Renee Robertson, all sorts of shit. But going back to the point, Austin Aries, that's TNA's biggest show, isn't it? Bound for Glory?
Yeah, it's their WrestleMania.
That's their WrestleMania, and you get boss ass by John Morrison, and then he just gets up and walk out of the ring like it was nothing. No.
John Morrison just sat there going, are you fucking kidding me? Like, he was raging.
Big Bound for Glory and all. This is Impact Wrestling, TNA, this is their biggest shit. And this is what you do on... That looks bad on TNA, man. You know, I ain't gonna lie, we ain't the biggest TNA fans here, but it's like, yo, nah, man, no wonder WWE locked you off. Or he walked out on WWE, one of the two. And I heard he did some similar shit at a different promotion like ROH or some shit like that. That's upgraded to a chair. I'm gonna have to reevaluate who my bitch of the week is. But right now, that's terrible, man. That's terrible. And I'm sure if Wardle and Shad get here, Joe's not here this week, by the way, guys. They should agree as well. Upgrade that roster to a chair, man. Austin Aries. You dumb Ross, I'll never find your bitch ass anyway.
Get your chair!
You dumb Ross. Yo,
what, the pre-show's over already?
Chat, welcome to the show, but Serial Killer is in the middle of, beating his MVP of the week.
So before he starts,
I'm in the middle,
Chad,
I'm only here for another 20 minutes.
Okay, then go ahead, sorry. I just want to know what Austin Aries have done, that's all.
I thought you knew.
Well, I thought it was part of the show, wasn't it?
Nah, he just full on being a dick and just disrespecting the business. The man's going in the chair.
Yeah, he's just been upgraded to a chair. I've just awarded him the chair award, and then he just come on the show, Shad. He can't be bitch of the week, man. That is upgraded to a chair. I'm sorry. You don't do them things, man.
He's never been checked. He's done that, but at the same time, it could just be.
Everything's a work these days. Fight Brock's out at UFC 229. It's a work. I can't pay my council tax. It's a work. Chad goes out there with his mistletoe belt and gets all the girls kissing. It's a work. Oh, fuck all that shit, man. Look at this shit for real. Damn it. Wrestling fans, you need to stop that shit, man. When you go to the toilet and you take a shit, that's not a word. That shit is real, man. God damn. Austin Aries.
I'm not convinced.
You're not convinced? The man got boss off by John Morris and he just walked out the ring like it was nothing. Normal circumstances, right? Normal circumstances. I want to give a rush because it's TNA, but still, just know you don't
well,
do
that. When you joined and was like, yeah, it's real, and you don't want to listen to me.
That's different there. That wasn't completely just spit in the face of the business though.
That was between Booker T and Corey Graves. That was, man. That was between them two.
While the three of us are here, what are our honest opinions on the whole WWE and Saudi Arabia thing? Like, it's a bit messed up. You know, Mike, what do you think?
Look, like, you know, to be honest, I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it. I thought, fucking hell, it's fans fucking about because. Because Saudi Arabia's getting shit that fans kind of wanted, and they got the Evolution shit, and then they did the Crown Jewels the week after, which is a quote slap in the face to the females, unquote. I thought it was a whole heap of bullshit that was made up by a wrestling fan, but now it's like, rah, you know, this shit is kind of, well, it's a work, man, it's a work. Man. It looks like it's still going ahead. I mean, here's the thing, right? When the Twin Towers drop down, SmackDown come on the next day, same way. 4,000 people died out of that motherfucker, or something like that. So if they could do that and carry on the show and carry on wrestling like it's almost nothing, they'll go down to Saudi Arabia the same way and do the same shit.
Yeah,
a journalist died or something? I don't really know the ins and outs, but it's something along them lines. That show's going ahead, man. Yeah.
Horseman
Owen
Hart dropped down and died in the ring as well, and
so
thought, yeah, let's carry on the show.
People paid their money, man. Murder. They ain't cancelling shit, man. I'd be very surprised. But matter of fact, even if they did cancel it, right, the way I got it fitted is, they'll replace it with something else. They'll, you know what I mean? Triple H said, there's always a plan B. You know what I mean? So...
They'll host it somewhere else.
It's still obviously going to be called
Crown Jewel. What, it could be Crown Jewel from freaking Arkansas.
Yeah, for true. That's why they haven't mentioned Saudi Arabia on television, because the last 2 weeks, because they're not sure where it's going to be hosted.
Yeah, they're still, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
You're right, Chuck. Yeah, they're still advertising it. They're still promoting the Crown Jewel. You know what I mean? Undertaker says so.
That Crown Jewel, DX will rest in peace,
you know what I mean? So it's still running, but where is a different matter. You're absolutely right.
Do you think if it does go to Saudi Arabia, do you think that's the death knell for WWE as a company you can kind of respect, because it'd be Vince McMahon just admitting it.
It's all about the money. It's all about the money.
I mean,
there's one thing more that I care about more than the money, and that's image. I've had a lot of other people. So I think if it does come down to it, they probably will end up, I'd say 60-40 in favour of them moving it somewhere else. Because obviously there's not much in Saudi Arabia, so I reckon the more chances actually are going to move it, because I care about what people think about them.
Yeah, because they took it down from their website apparently as well. They took it down, but they're still advertising it, so...
Fairly sure, yeah.
Yeah, man, they're still gonna run it. At least if they run it somewhere else, at least the girl can say hi! You know what I mean?
But why hasn't, like, in fact, Shawn Michaels come out of retirement, damn it. For real, where is Stone Cold Steve Austin? These Saudis must have loved him. Stone Cold Steve Austin, yep, he drink the beer. What, he drinks the beer?
Yeah, but stand up, doesn't that like a lot of WWE superstars drink beer and shit?
Yeah, but not in the ring and try people down and bring a whole tank. My thing
is that if Austin
came through with that tank full of beer, man, he would not.
Yeah? Oh my, I'll feel. Good segue to Shad Father's tweet, man, don't you think? Tweeted this on October 11th. I wonder if Steve Austin BSR is not allowed to go to Saudi because he likes to drink beer. Allah knows that they have enough money to bring his ass out of retirement too. But then again, I wouldn't go to a country that doesn't like alcohol and vagina. WWE Crown Jewel, WWE Evolution. I cried my eyes out reading that. I was like... No. I thought Steve Austin was going to respond to you, know. I honestly thought Austin was going to respond to you, Shad. I really did. I thought.
Ever since I've responded to me, I've realised. Actually, same again. I did get a response from teams, mid-card celebrities, but then there's another. Obviously, I want to get, you know, the Steve looked more rest of my tweets, I think.
Traffic, man, like serious. I mean, another one right here, man. Hashtag never forget when Vincent Kennedy threatened to kidnap and arson and rape a murder on the Undertaker and at Heyman Hustle. with a YouTube link to go to supplement it. Hashtag SmackDown 1000. Hashtag SmackDown. I'm guessing that's your number one favourite moment, right?
Yeah,
you're damn
right.
You know what? You know, we was doing our favourite SmackDown moments, right? And I listed my three, and an honourable mention. I can't believe, you know, thinking about it, I can't believe I didn't mention the time when The Rock did his promo on Booker T and Shane, and then he turned his attention on Lillian Garcia and told her how she got wet with perspiration. And, oh, that killed me, that did, man. Absolutely killed me. And I'm convinced... Anyway. Say again?
Let's not talk about him anyway.
You know what? Let's talk about him. Let's talk about how long you got left, then, serial killer.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Well, I said to Matt, top of the show, right, my defence is for The Rock. Because I do kind of defend him still, Shad. You know what I mean? But, before I even do that, MVP of the week, Matt, because you never mentioned it, and you've got to be out of here in 5 minutes.
Drew McIntyre for kicking Braun's head off.
Whoa! Drew McIntyre! What a choice! What a choice! He's done up to...
Guy's been really good for the whole storyline of turning, maybe going to the Shield, you know, the whole Dolph Ziggler thing. And then at the end of the show, just comes in and, like, kicks Braun's head into the front row. Like, he annihilated him with that. And then, you know, end of Monday Night Raw, you've got, you know, The Shield, you've got Braun Strowman, Dolph Ziggler, some of the faces of the company, but Drew McIntyre is a man standing tall while everyone else is just mashed.
You like, know what?
Fair play to Drew.
Drew McIntyre, that's a very good choice, you know, still, because... a lot of fans had too much emphasis and too much focus on Dean Ambrose and what he was going to do. And I said it from the very beginning when Wardle was on the show. I says, Wardle, they're teasing it on both sides. It's not just on the Shield side. It's on Drew McIntyre's side as well. You know what I mean? You have to remember that. And for missing that, I said, either there's going to be no turn or it's going to be a double turn. It's going to be one of the two. You know what I mean? You can't just focus on one team. You gotta look on the other team as well. You know what I mean? So I wasn't falling for that shit. No way. And in a way, I'm glad Dean hasn't turned yet. I'm glad he hasn't. Maybe it might have been mind games for the Dogs of War to fuck up. That'd be the one right there, man.
No, if WWE are telling you that, oh no, Ambrose is gonna turn, isn't he? Then he's not gonna turn.
You did say this. No, for last week, yeah.
Yeah, from them telling us, we know he's not
going to
turn. Yeah, he's not
going to
turn. Not this year.
I'm glad he's not turning, to be honest, Shad. I'm glad he's not turning because it's like, it's just as he said, just combat, yeah, right? And, you know what I mean? That's what's getting the butts in the seats right now. And all that merchandise that come with it. You know what I mean? Them mans are not turning, man. And just as you said, man, you know what I mean? It's still a ploy, still a front, so that Roman Reigns gets cheered and shit. When he gets cheered a bit more.
Roman Shields.
Word up, man. It's like, fans, come on, man, be smarter than that. I wasn't falling for it, man. I was like, look at it on Drew McIntyre's side as well. Look what's happening there. You're not paying attention because all you're focusing on is someone turn heel. You got too much emphasis and too much fixation on people turning heel. So that's why the fuck with you and made Big Show turn heel on SmackDown. That was great.
That was really funny, actually. Big Show coming down to the heel. You knew it was going to happen, but it was still really funny to watch.
It didn't make sense either.
It's like the shit out of Kofi Kingston.
It didn't make sense either. You know what I mean? It was just like random. It was like, oh, what did?
I think it was just a troll. That's what made it great.
It probably was.
It definitely was.
It was the most Big Show thing. I was thinking to myself, why is Big Show coming down in this match to begin with? What's all that about? Man,
the most Big Show thing Big Show's done in probably about 12 months.
It is! Shat! MVP, oh. MVP of the week.
That's an easy one, man. It's Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey. Good God, or in fact, no, that's a second moment.
You guys weren't there to support me. You were there because there was a camera pointed at me, and never in my life have I seen such desperation for attention. You leached off of the names of your men. You plagiarize and dilute their movesets. You're not pioneers, you're a talent. You're relics of the past waiting to be eviscerated like smallpox.
Okay, okay. So you think we're talentless, you think we're a disease, you think we're do-nothing Bellas?
We have broken more barriers than you ever have. We have knocked down more doors. You don't even compare to us at all. Knock down doors. Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Knock down doors. My entire career, I've been knocking down doors. I've knocked down doors in judo. I knocked down doors in Strikeforce. I knocked down doors in the UFC. And now I'm knocking down doors here at home in the WWE. The only door you ever knocked down was the door to John Cena's bedroom. And he eventually threw you out of that exact same door.
Oh my gosh. And I'm not talking about the killer lines at the end. It was the lines that come up before that as well. I was like, oh shit.
That my cereal out. Oh my god, that lion. I fell over. That was incredible.
Oh, the Bellas got Kratos, man. That's some God of War shit right there, man. I saw the red ring around Nikki's head. I was like, oh shit.
Other than literally, there's no comeback from that. Like, there's nothing Bella could have said to have, like, situation.
Do you know what sweet me about that is, because after that line, Nikki couldn't say nothing, you know. She just winding up her waist, she just winding up her kid, man, and then the stupid security come down. That's what cracked me up, because Nikki knew she couldn't come back from it. I thought, oh shit. Even AJ Lee must have been astonished, like, oh, not even I was that savage. Good God almighty.
And then the fans are rubbing it in as well, making it worse.
Well, of course! Ronda Rousey said what most fans was thinking, man. I'm like, oh shit. And it's bad because, like, some of the females don't like the Bella Twins even. It makes it worse. It's like, Ross! Oh my gosh. You know what I mean? That line alone, that promo alone, is almost investing in the match now. Like, raw! I want to see this Bellas and Ronda Rousey match. Oh, yo, it should be the main event now. Like, Ross! Maximum respect goes out to Ronda Arousal. You know what I mean? Because I agree with you 100%, Shad. She gets MVP of the week. There is no question about it, man. You know what I mean? Have you got a bitch of the week aside from Austin Aries, Shad? Because Austin Aries, he is upgraded to a chair.
My bitch of the week is The Rock.
Right. Now, this is it now. This is it. I've seen your tweet. And you've said what a lot of wrestling fans might be thinking as well, on top, you know what I mean? Shout out to 85, posted this on October 17th. Okay, no appearance at Raw 25th anniversary, and now the guy whose idea for the show couldn't even turn up or even record a 30-second video, but still calls this place home? Hashtag SmackDown 1000, what a shit emoji show. You know what I mean? Now, I've got a few defenses for The Rock, man, still. But I'll let you go in, Shad. I'll let you go in. You pretty much summed it up in that tweet right there.
Tweet from the Rock.
Well,
SmackDown
This is my defense for the right. You know what I mean? Personally, I cannot cost no guy because whatever he be filming, I'm gonna end up watching and supporting. So I can't do that. I'd be like, oh, Rock, fuck you, da 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 da, and then turn around and pay my money and watch his films. I can't do that, right? The other thing, it might be the 1,000th episode, but I said to Serial Killer that there's still 20th SmackDown anniversary. So until that comes around, if he doesn't turn up to that, then for me, then that's a problem. That's a 20th anniversary show. The 1,000th Raw episode, according to a lot of wrestling fans, it sounded like it was thrown together. Oh, and Evolution. Oh, that was a Raw stable. You know what I mean? I think it's filming Hobbs and Shaw over here in the UK right now. And I'm going to end up watching that shit at some point. So, me personally, I can't cost the guy. I'm like, okay.
Well, breaking news. The corporate ministry will be on Monday Night Raw now. Triple H is going through all his gimmicks.
Don't give me joke. Don't give me.
My poetry. Come here, I'll sing back.
Next thing you know, you're going to tell me Katie Vick's coming back as well?
Don't encourage her.
What I will agree with Shadfather on is that, you know what I mean, not even a 30-second video, because John Cena did that. And when I seen John Cena do it, I thought, fucking hell, Rock, man, that's bad. You let your nemesis do something that you usually do. That's fucked up. I gotta say that. You know what I mean? I thought, no, sir. You can't make John Cena do what you do. That's fucked up. To me, it was all right, man. All right, no respect to you, Serial Killer.
Peace out. Have a good show, and I'll catch you all next week.
Evolution predictions, Serial Killer.
Absolutely.
Alright, bring your scorecard, though.
I'll bring in the scorecard.
All right, now, no respect then. Yeah, peace.
Peace.
So it's just me and you now, Shad, for the next half an hour. You know what I mean? I'm surprised Wardle's not on. I thought he would have appeared on the show by now, you know, still.
I'm not going to say what might happen to him. But the rumour is...
No rumors.
He got buried
under
his dirt sheets, apparently.
Oh. Yo, Wardle, I mean, because of Wardle, but he's fixated on this fact, on this idea, rather, that the Young Buckmans are going to appear at War Games or Survivor Series or something of that nature. And while I like the idea, I can't see, like AJ Styles, I cannot see it happening at all until I see it with my own eye and pupil. I cannot see it happening at all, man, Shad.
What team is this coming over?
He said the Young Bucks. He says they're going to, he believes they're going to appear at the War Games takeover joint.
He's
gonna
have hope, hasn't he? He's always
gonna
have some sort of hope.
Well, I'd rather have hope about something like that than the CM Punk worshippers talking about, oh, well, CM Punk's gonna come back because he's the best in the world, and don't get me started on that shit, man. Word up, man. Just don't.
And to ward off, if it makes you feel a little bit better, maybe there's more chance of the Undisputed Era. Maybe on the Survivor Series, more than the Young Bucks.
Well, that is true. That is true, man. Undisputed Era, man. You know what I mean? They'll soon get caught up, man. It won't be long. The Young Bucks, you know. God bless you, man. You know what I mean? It was like, was it last week or the week before? I says, Wardle. What about All In 2? What about that? And he actually had no bars. He had nothing to say to me. I thought, I got him right there, you know, got him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes is talking about all in two. You know what I mean? You know the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega are going to support that shit. Man's talking about Kenny Omega going to win the Rumble. Shad! Who's going to win the Royal Rumble? I know you win in October.
Every time I call it early, I always say the same guy, man. Daniel Bryan.
See it there! I'm going with that one all the way as well. I'm saying Daniel Bryan all the way. Wardle's talking about AJ Styles versus Shawn Michaels for the World Wrestling Federation title at WrestleMania. Well, the Grant says it will be a nice idea. I like it even. But even if that, you know what I mean, with a clash, I can't see it being for title. You know what I mean? I think they're gonna ride out this Miz Daniel Bryan feud. They're gonna make it cool off, let them go away from each other for a hot minute, and then they're gonna come back. I mean, the Miz is still in that equation right now, man. You know what I mean? We know Daniel Bryan ain't winning that title, that crown jewel, because the Miz is gonna fuck it up.
And then end up getting the title himself somehow.
Yeah, it might be a rematch or some triple threat. He finds himself in a match or something, and that's how he wins the title. Yo. Miz and Daniel Bryan, you know what I mean? As lackluster as it been, as it has been as a feud, as in the way of matches or whatever, you know what I mean? But the actual feud itself has been amazing. You know what I mean? Come on, son. They're riding this out all the way, man. They're not going to just leave it like that. Man's talking about, nah, let's have AJ Styles versus Shawn Michaels. Nice idea. Great even, but boy, me don't know about that. Oh, dear. Hey, you can gotta have hope, right?
That's all he's got.
The sounds
of it.
You got.
He ain't got no points from his prediction scorecard.
He got Neil Poir. You know, I haven't even announced my biatch of the week yet. You know.
Okay.
What's
your biatch of the week?
Oh, flipping out! I'm gonna have to think about it because it was originally Austin Aries. But I upgraded him to a chair because what he did for me was disrespect, and that was Bound for Glory. That's a TNA joint, Bound for Glory.
There was a runner-up for my MVP of the week, actually. If it wasn't for Ronda, it would be Apollo Crews.
Apollo Crews runner-up?
Yeah.
Actually
gave him some TV time, gave him some mic time, and he gave him some beatdown time as well.
Yeah,
so,
man.
I'm happy to see that.
Yeah, man, I thought Titus was underneath the ring. I was like, I figured, what else happens to Titus and shit? I mean, it's good to see Apollo Brown come out and say, yo, I'm tired of this shit. I'm official Batman, and WWE do me so. Nah, fuck that. You know what I mean, every week Elias come out with his stupid guitar and getting TV time, and me, I sit down there. No, sir, I'm not stand feet. So, yeah, man, that's a good choice for sake. If you want to go runner-up, man, I'll ride to it, man. Runner up for me, 347-637-3859 is a number not to call on this show. That's my personal line you can hear in the background right there. That happens to be my good brethren. That's also a wrestling fan as well. I would like to get our wrestling talk on as well, man. But I'll hit him up later. You know what I mean? Now, my runner-up. Because, in fact, I had another guy, but I can't think of his or her name at this time. But I will give the runner-up to Vincent Kennedy himself. That shit was funny. The man come out on True TV, right? He calls down Shane and said, stop your stupidness. I've come here to dance. I'm on a dance break. My man's dancing and stand back and all that shit, man. I'm betting.
So that loser, even
at 72. You know what I mean? Man got bossed off by Austin every week back in the days, and Kevin Owens and all them people. A man still got time to free dance. I don't know if he got that Arab money.
Swinging his hips better than Taker.
Stop it! Oh! I just remember who my runner-up was. Vincent Kennedy was my third runner-up. My second runner-up, Dave Batista, man. Come on, son. Let's go. We've got a bit of room to clip on this one, Sam.
And last but not least, this guy. The Game. 14-time world champion. This man has single-handedly changed this business. He runs this business. This man is this business. 14-time world champion. There is nothing that this man hasn't done in this business except beat me.
Wow, big up to Batista. Oh, what a way to turn it round. You was almost right, Shad. Looks like they got set up for Triple T versus Batista. I was like, damn, no Triple H rock. Oh well. This will be good. This will be cool. I could write to this.
Well, how good it would have been though, manager Triple H just put the thumbs down to Batista. No, I'm not saying he would have had him on his shoulders or anything, but I mean, just like, all of them in the ring, and then Triple H gives the thumbs down and they all start stomping him.
Well, you know, there's still time for that, I think. I think there's still time, but had it been done at SmackDown 1000 itself? Maybe this is a slow burner. You know, this is
obviously not plenty of time till Mania, obviously.
Yeah. I think there's still time to do that, man. You know, I mean, reverse the roles and have the teeping Triple H and do the thumbs down and shit. It would be it'd be a very interesting match, you know, going into WrestleMania. That is, when you think about it on the grand scheme of things, the audio medic just like Triple H, Undertaker, where, Triple H has never defeated Batista, which would make you think that Triple H will defeat Batista at WrestleMania. On the flip side, Batista, he's as good, he's as good as a celebrity now, and the celebrity rules in World Wrestling Federation is that the celebrity always wins.
I'm sure we'll let an interview with Batista saying he wants to come back and he wants to push Triple H and he wants to lose Triple H. So, he actually said that. I'm pretty sure I'm 95% sure I had an interview. Batista saying he wants to come back and lose Triple H. Or is it if he wanted to come back, he said, didn't even mind if he maybe has to lose Triple H, something like that. I think he said he wanted to lose. He said he wanted to lose, or he doesn't mind losing.
Okay. Well, you know what? Fair enough. When you think about the last few WrestleManias that Triple H has had, he's lost all of them, minus the one with Sting.
Yes. It's hard in for Sting, man.
I forgot who I was talking to.
That's why Triple H gets maximum props most of the time, anyway. Maximum props for helping cause injury, retirement. That will always have a special place in my heart as well.
You're just wrong, you know, I swear. Fantastic, man. Fantastic. Oh, dear. Triple teeth, man. Triple teeth. Oh, dear. You know, it's like a couple of weeks away from the Crown Jewel event. You know what I mean? Let's say it's going to take place on parts unknown at this point. But
live on the WWE Network. That's one thing we know for sure.
It's definitely on WWE Network. You know, it's early. It's not the predictions, but, you know, which way do you see this going, man? DX versus versus my boys. Man, I'll...
Just one, man. Michaels is coming out of retirement as well.
I so want my boys to win this.
Me too.
But I don't know, man. I don't know, man. Oh, it's hard to call, but I'm gonna see how, you know, I'm gonna see how it progresses the next couple of weeks, man, and see.
I don't know what story that they're trying to tell yet. So far, it's just a story of you suck it and you rest in peace. So I want to know what the story is.
Okay. Okay, yeah, man. It's Shawn Michaels come back, man. The way I got it figured is, if DX was to lose this, Triple's the one that's going to be looking at the lights. I don't think they're going to make Shawn Michaels look at lights on his comeback match.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's it. Yeah, man. I can write to that as well, man. Oh, that damn DX! It's like they have to. You're right.
Imagine if you had a friend who's been in the coma for like 20 years, and he wakes up at the coma, and he's a wrestling fan, and he's like, oh, yeah, are you any wrestling on tonight? And it's Crown Jewel. And you're like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, what's the main event? And you're like, the main event's The Undertaker and Kane versus DX. It's just gonna look at you like, I've been in the call for 20 years, man. Stop fucking around, man. What's the main event, man? Yeah, it's the Undertaker and Kane. Dude, man, stop messing about, man. I've been in the call for 20 years. I'm a big wrestling fan. Stop messing me about. What is the main event? I've just woke up on this day. You're telling me there's an event called Crown Jewel. What is the main event for it? Another dead homie.
Stop it! Stop it! You were a 40-plus. You'd be happy, you know, if you ain't watched wrestling for 20 years, and, you know, 20 years ago it was the Attitude Era. Oh, right, they're still wrestling, they're still going. Oh, okay, yeah, this is cool, man, that's what's up, man, I'm gonna watch this.
Weird to think about it, though, that these two teams are still going on after all these years. WrestleMania this year is 35, isn't it?
Yeah, 35 is the next one coming up, yeah.
Shit. Is there any chance, this isn't even a prediction, man, I'm just throwing it out there.
Uh-oh.
Any chance 10 years later, we could get Undertaker, Michaels, and Mania, Part 3? 10 years later? Oh.
You know what? That has already been...
When it's 26, I'm on about the epic. 26 doesn't even count to me, because 25 was that epic.
25 was bad, man. 25 was incredible, man, and saved the Raw show. You know what I mean? Because I was already vexed at seeing Princess Peach Bitch run the blasted briefcase a second time. I thought, what the fuck, man? You mean to tell me they got MVP and Jeff Hardy and Shelton Benjamin and all them official bad mans in that match, and you let the same motherfucker win the motherfucking briefcase? And then Shawn Michaels and Undertaker come on, and the joke was, I know this is going off a bit, but I never forget watching that match. My mom was with me. We was all watching it. The whole family was watching WrestleMania 25. And even my mom was like not feeling the show, right? This is my mom's, you know, Shad. This is my mom's. She wasn't feeling WrestleMania 25, but when that match come on, mom, I think she already found a taxi ready to go home. And mom was like, oh, I don't want to go now. I don't want to go. This match is incredible. This is my mom. I don't want to go home. I don't want to go home. If the taxi comes, tell him to wait. That's how bad it was, man.
Good thing about it as well is before all the kicking out of tombstones and kicking out of everybody's finishers twice, You never didn't know when it was going to happen. You didn't know.
Yeah.
Every fall, it was like, oh no, the streak's off, the streak. Because I remember that. I remember the old thing called the streak. And every time Michaels and Taker fought, it was always Michaels who got the upper hand. So the streak was in serious jeopardy, man. So I was shitting myself for the whole match. I think that's the one time I actually thought, yo, settle that. That actually got me. And then the second time when I thought, yes, Undertaker's got me now. Tombstone, 1-2, and he kicked out, and then that look from Taker, the first time he ever did that look, and I was like, oh shit, Michaels has won. Fuck, the streak's over. Taker still went on to do it, and that's why it's the greatest match in WrestleMania history.
Whoa, you're going in as the greatest, like better than Steamboat and Fireman. Macho Man.
Of course.
Whoa!
That's my opinion. People have...
Well, there's no doubt, man. I mean, I'm going to agree with you as well, man. You know what I mean? Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, smashed it. That one is up there for me with Rock and Austin Part 2 at WrestleMania 17. Because that, to me, still is the most violent World Wrestling Federation Championship match I feel I've ever seen. You know what I mean? No cage.
Well,
I thought that
was a quick match. The Royal Rumble, for Rock and Mankind.
Oh, yeah, that's true as well, man. That's true. That is true. But I think 17 did it for me because it was violent from the get-go, and it was getting more violent and violent and more violent and more violent by the minute. And then Vincent Kennedy come down and then aligned with Austin, and that fucked me up. That fucked my mind up. When I went to bed, I couldn't sleep. You know what I mean? I couldn't sleep. Even my mom was like, nah, it's a trick.
You know why your mind was like that? My mind was the same as well. There's thousands, millions of wrestling fans, as mine was like that. And I'll tell you why we felt like that. I think I said this before.
You probably did, man.
But that moment when Austin shook Vince's hand symbolises the end of the Attitude Era. Done. Gone. Finished. Capiche. Done. Over. Attitude Era. Gone. Dead. That moment right there.
Yeah. And
the hero. You know why? Because it's a good story, man.
It was.
And then at the end, they're aligned together, which didn't make a lot of sense, but it's killed the Attitude Era. That was it, done.
You know the craziest thing about that was your older brother, right, who's not even the wrestling fan that you and Icy Fresh are, he was telling me all along, all the way through, you know what I mean? He's like, oh, Austin and McMahon, they'll always beat up each other. Oh, they're going to be friends at the end anyway. Man was saying that while he was working at Cash Generator, Shad. He was working at Cash Generator, right, saying that shit, in 99 and 2000, and I was like, Nah, there's no way, nah. This is a guy who used to be into his wrestling, like the old school wrestling, you know what I mean, with the Ultimate Warrior era and shit, man. He used to be into that shit. Man's telling me, well, there's a cash generator serving customers, selling TVs and hi-fi systems and all this shebang, telling me, Austin and McMahon's gonna be, they're gonna get back together. Watch what I told ya. I'm like, bomba class. Crazy. I'm not.
You're also
to look out for Chris Benoit, but none of us listen to that. Oh shit. Fan, you know, wrestling fans are net obsessed with Chris Benoit, man. It's very unhealthy and very cause for concern, man. You know what I mean? That's why I can't be too close to your wrestling fans, yo.
Sorry to cut you off, man. Have you got the new 2K19 game?
Shad, I can't afford to get no game at all right now, man. I I want Spider-Man, I want WWE 2K19, I want Soul Calibur, I want Fist of the North Star, I want Warriors RQ4, you know what I mean? All them games will come out at the same time, and Capcom Classic Collection, you know, all them games will come out all at the same time, and I can't afford not one of them, and I've had to sell God of War about 3-4 times just to pay off bills and whatnot, and I want that game back, so... And all these things happening for me on the Refugee Hip Hop Show side, it's getting more and more harder for me to get these games, man, for real. It is fucking me a little bit, man, to be honest. I haven't got the game. I'm probably looking about Black Friday, but why do you ask?
I want to know, that's what I thought people decided to make him on there, Christopher.
Oh, they do it every year without fail, Shad.
I mean, yeah.
They do it without fail. The wrestling fans have got this obsession with Chris Benoit, and it's very unhealthy. And as much as I love your wrestling fans, I've got to stay away from your wrestling fans at the same time. You seem to be obsessed with someone who likes to likes is the wrong word, but this guy murdered his family, and you talk about him almost like a wrestling God, and I have to look at you like, hey yo, you know, I'm saying though, man, you know what I mean, I'm saying that if some of your wrestling fans is married with kids, I'd advise your wife and your kids, run, as fast as you can, pack up your shit and gone. Save yourselves! Yo, that is it, man. That is it. Me done talk, man. Yo, you can follow us on all our social media at Jams Podcast. That's what you have to do. Yo, next week, though. Evolution! time to find out who I am! Prediction show, man. Maybe, I don't know. I wouldn't put it past that. I wouldn't put it past that thief in Triple H to, you know, to make a cameo appearance, because, you know what I mean, it is called Evolution after all, and you know he has to put his hand in everything, you get me? Because he's like that. You mean like a hologram? Well, you had that hologram of Tupac, you had a hologram of ODB, I'm just asking if they're going to have a hologram of Lemmy singing, you know, Line in the Sand.
What's that
like? I thought you knew, homie. I mean, you're the specialist. You could go mastermind and you could answer 20 million questions about dead people and you'd win a quarter of £1 million.
When did this happen?
About a year or so ago. I think 2016 maybe. I think it was 2016. You know, the year with all the crazy deaths. I think it was that year. You know.
Well, that's Evolution.
Don't give me joke. Do not give me joke, Chad. Yeah. That's how it's going, people, man. Personally, I'm looking forward to that pay per view massively because we like to see the girl there fight. You know what I mean? I'm going to make sure we get me refreshments and everything for that, and me pudding and me ginger cake and custard for that. You see what I'm saying? But we're going to do the prediction show, man. And then
get the Johnson's Baby Lotion.
And the Johnson's Baby Lotion, man. That's very important. Get the Johnson's Baby Lotion. Hey! Like over 50 women competed in that motherfucker. God damn! Which, like, 49 of them are Chris and the other one's an extra bit. Oh my gosh! So sorry, yes it is! There's gotta be a wardrobe malfunction. Surely someone's gonna get a wardrobe malfunction. Can they think of Eva Marie? Gonna find Eva Marie and do a little segment? Come on, man, let's make it happen, man! Where is that girl? Bring her here, man! Damn! I've been your host, Grand Buddy P. He's been the Sham Father. All be well, the rest of the crew will be here next week for the prediction show. That's how it's going, man. We out!